I'm Damon Bangu. I'm a master's student at Texas A&M University, and the topic of my presentation today is chromosome substitution approach towards introgressing novel traits from Gossypium barbadense into Gossypium hirsute. There are two cultivated species of cotton in the United States, barbadense and hirsutum. Barbadense Pima cotton is also referred to as extra long staple because of its upper half mean length exceeding 35 millimeters and its fiber bundle strength exceeding 37.5 grams per tex. Whereas Gossypium hirsutum, known as medium staple upland, with upper half mean length ranging from 27 to 29 millimeters and fiber bundle strength 26 to 28 grams per tex. So why improve fiber quality? The number one reason is we want to have improved product portfolio resulting from improved fiber quality, to remain competitive with man-made fibers, and also to maintain our export market. International markets demand higher fiber quality measurements compared with U.S. cotton, and as you can notice in the table, that as far as staple length and tenacity is concerned, the international standards have a higher value of 35 and 28 grams per tex. So integration of traits is necessary because we would like to transfer the superior fiber qualities of Pima into higher yielding upland cotton. Conventional breeding techniques have been unsuccessful in introgressing these traits, and a couple of the reasons for that is genetic incompatibility, inverse relationship among traits, infertility, and distorted segregation. So which brings us to chromosome substitution lines and why they may present an advantage. First reason is that a specific gene or a chromosome can be targeted for an agronomic trait or a fiber quality trait. And secondly, we're only bringing about 3.8% of non-hirsutum alleles at a time. So there's a smaller amount of linkage drag. And in today's technology, with more reliance on markers and marker-assisted selection, more QTLs affecting traits can be identified and screened early in the breeding population. Some of the research questions that we try to address in my research is, first, are major fiber quality genes that are expressed phenotypically in barbadense commercial cultivars located on specific chromosomes? Can substitution lines possessing only one barbadense chromosome and 25 hirsutum chromosomes aid in the stable introgression of fiber qualities into Gossypium hirsutum? And the third question, which I will not be addressing today, is, could substitution line aid in establishing SNPs or other molecular markers for fiber quality? The genotypes that I've used in my materials and methods are 16 substitution lines, which are derived from two parents, TM1, which is an upland, highly inbred line of Delta Pine 14, and 379, which is a Pima cotton. And I use three testers, TAM182 for its high length, TAM06 for its high strength, and TAMCOD73 for its yield. We used line-by tester analysis, so we crossed three testers with our 16 substitution lines and our two parents, TM1 and 379. A total of 54 crosses were harvested, and the F1s were grown in 2015 at Texas AgriLife Research Farm in College Station. And the purpose of our line-by tester analysis was to screen for substitution lines for combining ability for upper half mean length, strength, and yield potential. The experimental design included randomized complete block design with four replication. Normal cotton production practices were followed. We hand harvested 30 open bolls for our HBI fiber properties to be determined at the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech. And yield was determined from 15 hand harvested plants per replications, and only two replications were used for yield harvest. And for statistical analysis, the lint percent was determined as lint weight divided by seed cotton weight times 100. We used GLM procedure of SAS to determine the mean square values and the differences between fiber properties and lint yield within lines and testers. And we calculated the general combining ability and the specific combining ability. So in my results, I'll be showing a lot of data, and I'm only going to be pointing out the few important points in my results table. So in the first top table, genotypes, as expected, showed a lot of significant source of variation, and that was expected. And with the crosses as well, there was variation that was seen among all the fiber properties except for yield. And when we compared parents with the crosses, we only saw variation in strength and in yield. And the second table shows us the line by tester analysis. The lines only showed variation or source of variation among strength and elongation, and testers only in strength. And in yield, there was no significant differences that were seen. And in line by tester, there was no variation that was seen. In the second results table, we're looking at the mean values, the average values for our parents grown at College Station. And in this particular table, we're looking at the substitution lines that produce the best length, strength, and yields. And if you'll notice the blue boxes, the CSB14 had 1.25 inches as upper half mean length. And in strength, CSB18 had 36.45 grams per text. And in yield, B22LO had 1,483 pounds per acre. But when we compare these values to our testers and parents, which are in the red boxes, we'll notice that they were significantly less. 10182, the high length tester, had 1.37 inches upper half mean length, and our 379, the Barbadense, had 1.47 inches as upper half mean length, which are significantly higher than our substitution line. And in strength, similar pattern, our high strength tester, 621, had 42.5 grams per text, and 379 had 40.38 grams per text, significantly higher than our substitution line strength value. But in yield, when we compare our high yielding tester, TAMCOT 73, our substitution line outproduced that tester as well as our parents, TM1 and 379. And you'll notice there's about a 300 pounds per acre difference. B22LO, the highest yielding substitution line, had 1483 pounds per acre compared to the 1100s shown by the testers and the parents. In this particular table, we're looking at all the crosses made with the high strength tester. And you'll notice that there are three testers that give us about 37.2 and 37.33 grams per text. However, when we compare these values to the crosses made with our parents, with 379 and TM1, they're significantly less. Our cross with 379 with our tester shows 42.55 grams per text, compared with our highest cross with the substitution line, that is 37.33 grams per text. In this table, we're looking at the crosses made with our high length tester. Our highest yielding cross with the tester was, with the substitution line, CSB25 was 1.33 inches. And when we compare that to the cross made with our with our 379, it is 1.61. So there's a significant difference. The substitution lines, the crosses made with the substitution lines are significantly less when compared with the cross made with our Barbadense 379. And in this table, we're looking at the yield, all the crosses made with our TAMCOT 73, our tester used for yield. And CSB02, crossed with TAMCOT 73, had the highest length percentage, 39.61%. And in yield as well, some of the crosses had about 1,700 pounds per acre as the yield. When we compare these values to our parents, TM1 and 379, we'll notice that our crosses with the substitution lines had a really high yield, almost a difference of 800 pounds per acre with the testers, TM1 and 379. In this table, we're looking at the general combining ability values, and we'll notice that CSB02 was the best combiner with the length percentage. B18 was the best combiner with strength, and CSB25 was the best combiner with upper half mean length. And these are the crosses made with these substitution lines had the best value as far as the crosses are concerned and the average value. The only takeaway from our specific combining ability is that this particular cross had the best was the best specific combiner for all the traits except for Micronair. And in this particular table, we're looking at the additive effects and the non-additive effects. And for uniformity index and strength, we had additive genetic variance for strength and uniformity index. Compare that with elongation and length percentage, which had non-additive, more dominance and epistatic interaction for these values. So in conclusion, for our combining ability, the three top crosses were that 182, our high length tester with B25, had the best upper half mean length. TAM06, our high strength tester, had the best strength value when crossed with B18, and TAMCOD73 with B02 had the best yield potential. So the best general combiners were chromosome substitution line 25 and our upper half mean length for upper half mean length, and B18 for strength and B02 for yield. And the best specific combiner was TAMCOD73 with B01 for all the measured traits except for micronet. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my committee members and Cotton Improvement Lab and Dr. Stelly's lab and all the organizations that have given the financial support for this research. And with that, I'm open to questions.
Questions for Damon?
I haven't done any of the QTL analysis. Dr. Stelly's lab has done that, so I think they'll be better able to answer the questions on the QTLs that they have identified. But that will be the next step to go from here to look for some of the QTLs.
Damon, I've got a question. I know that you have wrestled with this data set extensively. Just from an intuitive standpoint, do you suspect that there's still negative linkages between yield and some of the fiber qualities in these chromosome substitution lines?
From the data that I have, it seems like some of the crosses that did have a higher length didn't do that well in yield. So I'm assuming that there is that negative linkage that a higher yielding will give like upper half mean length will give like a low yield. That was certainly seen in the crosses made with substitution lines.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.